What's up, everybody? Good morning. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm driving to the office and it is raining outside. It's beautiful. But today I want to talk to you guys about something that I think so many of us entrepreneurs forget about. We get so excited about creating our product. We get so excited about actually building out our funnel, and then we miss this step. We may not miss it, but we don't do enough to keep sales consistently coming in. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right. Consistency in sales. This is the key, right? Everybody can launch a product and make a little bit of money. Everybody can put something out and get a sale every once in a while. But how do you make consistent sales all the time? I remember when I was first getting started in this game, there was this internet marketing forum back in the day called the Warrior Forum. And I was in there and I remember I was like reading all the internet and marketing guys' posts and what they're talking about. And some guy posted something about, I can't remember what it was, but he posted something about his sales and how many sales per day he was making. And I remember I was just shocked. I was like, wait a minute. You make consistent sales every day? Like, I thought this whole internet marketing game was like, you create something and every once in a while someone buys it and you get some money to go play, you know, take your wife out on a date or something. And it never crossed my mind there was a way to make consistency in sales. And I still remember, I wonder if that post is still there from, you know, 18 years ago or whatever it was. But I remember posting, I was just like, wait, how do you get sales every single day? Like, that never crossed my mind as a thing, like that was a possibility. Because I think I looked at, you know, my business as a promotion, and I saw, looked at launches as a launch. Like, you launch it, and you make some money, and then you got to create a new thing to launch it. And I remember that was the first time, like, it crossed my mind. And he didn't answer it, nobody answered it, but I remember I was just like, oh, that, can you imagine that'd be like just have sales coming in every single day? Like, that would be insane. And so that's kind of the premise I want to talk about, because so many of you guys have a promotion or you've got, you know, something that sells every once in a while, but it's not like a business that's consistently generating cash that you're consistently trying to grow, right? And so yesterday, actually last 2 days, we hired a really cool company called Chamber Media, and they are basically a contract. We're doing one big ad campaign per month with them for the next 12 months. So what that means is I go into the studio, they write a script, they create a whole thing, and then we film it. And we film the video, and then while we're filming the video, we film anywhere from 6 to 10 retargeting ads at the same time, right? And so the last 2 days, we actually did two of them. So, and both of them were like, well, the first one's like a Mission Impossible theme because we're using it to sell one funnel away challenge. So I was hoisted, how do you say that word? I was in the air in a harness flying around like Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible. And we filmed all this stuff and it was so much fun. And then yesterday was another one's kind of like a first person shooter ad. And like, anyway, so much fun. We did all the things. And I remember at the end of it, they've got their behind the scenes video guy there, you know, filming behind the scenes and asking questions of people. And he asked me this question. He said, he's like, why do you guys, spend so much money, creating these funny ads? Like, he's like, I just want to understand why you guys are doing this. And you know, the second ad was for Expert Secrets, which is a book. And, earlier today, someone said they're like, made a comment of like he's selling a book that's free plus shipping. How is he able to spend this much money on an ad? And so when the other guy asked me that question on camera, I was thinking for a minute, I said, you know what? Most people, they spend so much time creating the product, right? For me writing the book, like Expert Secrets alone was like an 18-month project, right? So it's like a year and a half of your life is dedicated to creating this thing. And then you go out and you create the funnel. And for me, that's like, you know, I geek out for a long time. So it's 30 days of me geeking out, deep diving, funnel hacking a million people, writing the copy, doing the videos, like all this stuff, right? We create the funnel and then... And then there's the next phase, you know, it's all different things to go into, right? And then we launch, we make a whole bunch of book sales. And then for most people, that's where it stops. And for me, it's like, why do I keep investing time and energy and money making new ads and driving new traffic and all these kind of things? And it's like, if you think about it, it's because I love my product so much that I don't stop after we launch the product, right? Like, I want people to continue to read this book forever. I want millions and millions of copies sold. I want when I'm dead that there are still ads being run with my face on it, selling my books. In fact, I've told my team multiple times that if I die, they have permission to continue to run my ads every single day. Like, that's my art. Don't turn it off. I remember Billy Mays, who's probably one of the greatest pitchmen of all time. When he passed away a couple years ago, they cut all his ads. I think out of respect for him or for the family or something, but even like OxyClean, his number one bestseller of all time, they cut all his OxyClean ads and put in someone else. And And I was just like, dude, what? Billy Mays as the greatest pitchman of all time. Like, the way he would want his memory to be, like, remembered is, like, people running ads of him. He doesn't care if he's dead or not. Like, that's his art. He wants it to live on beyond himself. And so if my team is listening to this and I've deceased at this point and you're like, should we run Russell's ads? Yes, keep running the ad. Don't stop it. This is my legacy. I want to continue. You can, you can even add a meme video, like, from beyond the grave, Russell's coming back to tell you about this book. That's how important it is. Like, I don't care. Keep running my ads. But anyway, I digress. And so that's the reason why I spend so much money, because I care about the product. I don't want it just to be a promotion or one-off thing or something make sales of once in a while. I want this thing to sell consistently every single day for the rest of my life, right? That's the big transformation in people's heads. And so I think what happens in our world is we spend so much time creating the product, right? So much time creating the sales funnel, so much time creating the initial campaign that launches and sells it, and then we stop and we move on to the next thing. And in my mind, it's like, what a tragedy. Like, you spent so much of your blood, sweat, and tears creating this thing. In fact, I told the guy in the camera, I was like, my fingers literally were bleeding from writing this book. Like, I don't want it to go down and as just like a promotion. Like, this is something that I want to keep pushing and keep driving and keep making sales. And so the question comes back is, what do we do next? Like, after the thing is launched, where do we put our creativity? Is it the next product, the next thing? And the answer is no. You put your creativity into creating more creative, more ads, more things to go grab people and hook them and bring them into your world, right? If you read Traffic Secrets, it's all about hook, story, offer. Like, you already have the story, you already have the offer. Now it's going out and you got to create hook after hook after hook after hook after hook after hook to grab more people and bring them in to hear your story. Okay. And so the last part, which never ends, is the creation of hooks. Like, you are creating hooks and hooks and hooks and hooks to keep grabbing people and bringing them into your world. And that's where the creativity lies. Like, I think us as entrepreneurs, and I'm as guilty as anybody, like, my creativity is in the next book, the next project, the next funnel, the next thing. And it's like, no, I need to shift more of my creativity into the next creative, the next ad, the next video, the next message, the next podcast, the next thing that's going to bring more people into my world. And so, in fact, it's funny, Steven Larson, he messaged me yesterday on Voxer, and he was like, dude, in the last, I can't remember, 2.5 years or 3 years since he left ClickFunnels, he's like, we've launched like 90 funnels. He's like, there's only like 3 of them that make any money, so we're like killing all the rest of them. And he's like, I'm going to start focusing my time on just creating more ads to sell those 3 that are actually making the money. I was like, yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. And so for most of you guys, like, you have something amazing. You've created something in the past that's sitting there on the shelf, you know, or in your ClickFunnels account that made money at once and stopped, or made a little bit, but not what you wanted, so you stopped. The answer is not go make a new thing. It's go create more ads, go create more videos, go talk more, make more noise, like, get your message out there, throw out more hooks and hooks and hooks till you find the right hook. I recently was watching Dean Graziosi's video from Funnel Hacking Live. He talked about his book, Millionaire Success Habits, and they spent like a year and a half, 2 years, like, driving traffic to that book, and it did okay, never did awesome. And he kept trying different ads. And it was like a year and a half, almost 2 years in, that he did this ad that had a different message, right? It was just a shift on the positioning of how he positioned the thing. And that was the one that hit. And since that point, they've sold like 500,000 copies of the book or more. But it was just shifting the messaging. But he didn't know what messaging was right. It took him a year and a half of creating lots of hooks after hook after hook after hook after hook before he found the one that blew it up. Right? And so sometimes we just stop too early. We try a hook, it doesn't work. Like, oh, well, I'm out. It's like, no. The product might not be wrong. The funnel might not be wrong. It's just your hooks were wrong. Like, how many hooks have you thrown out today? Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 10? Is it 100? Like, go create more of them. Put more out there. Make more ads. Create more videos. Make more images. Like, all the stuff we're doing, like, all the things happening around the product now, around the funnel, are as important, if not more so. Well, they're definitely more so for your long-term, like, consistency in sales, right? Like, it was really fun yesterday as we were creating these ads. Every single scene of the ad, we'd create the ad, and then we would stop and we'd create a retargeting ad right there, right? And so for one video, we'd have 6-7 retargeting ads. Today, I'm coming in, we're making, we have a landing page we're creating, and so I'm trying to get this picture. So we're coming in here, we're getting the picture, and I was trying to, like, what's going to be the best hook for the picture? So I wore a red shirt and red watch and red shoes, like, because to be bright, right? And like, the picture, we have these colored, big colored sticky notes, all these things, because, like, I'm trying to create a hook that's going to grab people's attention, right? And then Brandon's coming over with his video camera, and after we have the picture of the landing page, I'm going to create like 30 different ads to get people to the landing page, right? So it's going to be me like showing them the landing page, talking about the landing page, and there's all these like little micro ads we'll run on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and everywhere, all talking about The pitcher that is the pitcher on the landing page that gets somebody to opt in, right? And so I'll probably create 30 different ads today, all going to the landing page that we're developing today. And that's it, right? And I'll probably have 30 ads and probably 20 retargeting ads. So it's just like this, here's the one piece of content, right? The landing page. But then from that landing page, we go back and we create 30 ads, 40 ads, 50 ads, all just pushing to the landing page. And they're all dumb. They're little. They're fun. They're like, and we have no idea which one's going to work, which ones aren't going to work. So we just make a whole bunch of them, right? And that's the secret. That's the key to longevity. So, anyway, I hope that helps. Especially if you guys who are frustrated, sales are down. You're trying to figure out how to get consistency. You want to make this more of a, instead of a hobby, more of a full-time job. It's shifting your focus from the next product to the next ad and, putting and focusing your creativity there. So anyway, I hope that helps. Cool stuff happening. Hope you guys are having great holidays. And with that said, I'm going to go inside and take some pictures and create some hooks and hopefully sell some more books. All right, guys. Appreciate you all. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is they'll add you to my phone, and then they'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.